British settlements, if you like, communities, often follow a very similar pattern. There's a big house or a castle or a fortified place, there's a church of some kind in close proximity to it, and then there is a community. So what we've got here, at Carradine, at the top of where Carradine House is, there is a little church and graveyard there, at least there was, the graveyard is still there, right next to the house. And of course there was a community that lived there as well. It's not there anymore. And exactly the same is true at Airth, along the River Forth. The Airth Castle, the ruined church standing next to it, and an empty fields where the community once lived. And just behind that tree, and we'll be crossing, you'll be able to look on the grounds over there, are where the village of Kinneil once stood. Up until the early 1700s, there was a fairly significant population there, something between 600 and 1,000 people, with streets and shops and all kinds of things like that, over there. And this was the church that was provided for them. But of course, this church takes us back to the earliest period that we know about, other than the Roman period, which we're going to talk about. In other words, the Roman period kind of ends for us at the beginning of the Dark Ages, when there's no written record, and we're going on rather dodgy sources. And it's only when the Dark Age period starts to recede, and we start getting written records, mainly through the church, that we start to find out that there is a parish and church at Kinneil. Now this is a very early church. I think the date that's given for it is around about 1200. What we can see, of course, is only the gable end which has survived. But as you came up up to where we are now, you'll have passed the rest of the church. The foundations are in place. And it shows a simple but quite substantial building with one or two little aisles off. So this would have been built for the Catholic style of worship, with an altar and a chancel and a nave coming towards us here. These holes that you see in the gable here, sometimes people think, that must mean there was another building built onto the end of this, because these are clearly timbers for floors or roofs. That's not what these are. These are what they call putlog or putlog holes. They were part of the scaffolding that was used to build this gable. So they would build a wooden, they would come up a certain height, they would leave the holes, and they would put the scaffolding poles in. And then later on, when they were finished, they didn't leave the stone bare like that. They would have filled these in with just rubble, and then they would have plastered the hole. We only see them now because the plaster rendering is all gone. And we can see and it helps to understand how it was they were able to build a fairly substantial structure. You see them all over the place. Unusually, this has got a double bell tower on the top. One of the bells is in the museum, and we know from the inscription on it that this church was dedicated to St. Catherine. It says that on the bell. The other bell is missing, and it's a Latin prayer, obviously in two parts, and it would be intriguing to find out what the other bit is. But unless any of you have got a rather bell-shaped ornament in your garden and often wonder where it came from, if you ever see it, let somebody know. You'll notice as you came past that the height that we're standing on is quite is elevated above the floor level of the church, and that's because they simply buried people, put the earth on top of them, buried more and buried more. So we are standing on the top of the graveyard that probably served Kinneil from the 12th century right through until this place ceased to be used. In 1669, the parish of Kinneil was extinguished, and effectively the church to which anybody then went was the one down on Corby Hall, which is now the remnants of the Star Picture House. But there's a graveyard down there. The graveyard stones that you see there are very badly deteriorated, but they have been recorded at different times in the past, and they're nearly all from the 1600s. By